This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, I think I know the answer.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
There you go, my friends. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Henin, along with Kevin Flynn. Glad to have you aboard on the program. Former Minnesota State Senator and gubernatorial candidate Dr. Scott Jensen joins us momentarily. He's got a new book out, as a matter of fact. We're also going to chat with the state representative in North Dakota, Claire Corey. She's on the Interim Higher Education Committee. Minnesota's squandered surplus went to, among other things, free college for Minnesotans, the Minnesota North Star Plan, that has North Dakota colleges saying, oh, wait a minute, we've got Minnesota students here. Are we going to lose those Minnesota students to a free college in Minnesota, and what do we do about it? So John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment also here. And as I've been telling you, we tried to get to this yesterday, didn't end up having time, but we sent our man on the street to ask Gen Z girls if they are thinking about, at some point in their life, having children. You want kids, right? These are youngsters. What do we decide on the age? The Gen Zers, they're right after millennials. Millennials
yes,
go 20, to...
Yeah, yep.
The last millennial is 96. So these are girls that are born 20-somethings, Gen Z. So anyway, we'll find that out, too, coming up on the program. Right now, Dr. Scott Jensen joins us back on the program. Scott, how are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me on.
I want to play some pontification, I'll call it, but it was peddled to us as expertise related to the pandemic, specifically the vaccine, and the claim that nobody ever said the vaccine would stop the transmission of the COVID virus, right? That's what they tell us. Now, nobody ever said that. Where do you get that? And get your reaction. We'll start with Bill Gates.
Not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
We can kind of almost see the end. We're vaccinating so very fast. Our data from the CDC today suggests that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
Getting vaccinated and getting a booster shot when eligible can save your life and protect you and your family and friends from getting seriously ill and spreading infection.
What do you think the probability is? 80%?
Personally, I think it's 100%. I think that there's a reduction in transmission.
Right. COVID if you have these vaccinations.
We have all the vaccines we need. We just need our people to take it, A, for their own protection, for the protection of their family, but also to break the chain of transmission. You want to be a dead end to the virus. So when the virus gets to you, you stop it. You don't allow it to use you as the stepping stone to the next person.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
That, by the way, is the renowned
Dr. Madcow, yeah.
Renowned medical expert, Dr. Rachel Maddow. Oh, wait a minute, she's not a doctor. Yeah. There's more. All kinds of experts here.
When we look at the emergency use authorization, which is right on the screen, if you look what it says under transmission, this is what was known the moment they were making those things. Can I have the next slide, please? What was known was that the data are not there, limited to assess the effects of the vaccine against transmission of SARS-CoV-2. They had no idea. They had no idea if it would stop the infection, yet they were making those statements on the news.
Plus, the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested
on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market? If not, please say it clearly. If yes, are you willing to share the data with this committee? And I really want a straight answer, yes or no, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunisation before it entered the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science.
Dr. Scott Jensen, what did we just hear there?
We basically heard confirmation that people who should have known better said things that turned out to be false. And now we're hearing denials that these things were ever said. So I think an awful lot of Americans are waking up in part because of programs like your own, where you're saying, no, we're not going to let this just go quietly into the night. We were told over and over again how bad people were if they didn't buy the, if you will, conventional rhetoric, the conventional narrative. Get vaccinated, you won't transmit, you won't get the disease, you won't endanger anyone else. And we now have people saying, absolutely, that's not true. They know that. And so they're trying to do, if you will, turn back time kind of playing game where they're saying, well, we never said that. Well, yes, you did. You said it over and over again. And then when we get the Pfizer people right there in front of us, they acknowledge, no, they didn't have data to demonstrate that there would be no transmission. And if you look at the actual mechanism as to how we were being told these vaccines would work, we knew, microbiologists knew, infectious disease people knew, that people would get colonized with the virus in the back of the pharynx before the antibodies could ever even have a chance to eliminate them. By the very nature of the infection being passed on through the back of the nose and the back of the throat, you're going to get viral there. You're going to get the virus. It's going to replicate. The body will not have a chance to even recognize that that's happening because it isn't connected with the blood vessels, and that person is going to be able to transmit. We have countries like Australia who were extremely severe during the pandemic. They're asking the hard question. We've got countries like Scotland saying, we're not recommending the vaccine for people this fall under the age of 65 if they're well. We've got other countries leading the way. But in America, for some reason or another, it seems like we refuse to remove the cloak of obfuscation and let Americans see the light of day and have some of these people at least come forward and say, hey, we overspoke. We apologize. We didn't know it at the time. Let these people confess that there was no nefarious agenda. It was just what they thought at the time, which turned out to not be the case. But I think the question you and I have is, was there a nefarious agenda? Did we have Pfizer literally putting out information that would give people the impression that, hey, this is the best thing since sliced bread? If you don't get a vaccine, you're an idiot. And if you do get the vaccine, we've got the cure here. The pandemic's over. We get to move on with life. The lies penetrate and permeate this entire conversation, and Americans are ticked off.
You've written a book about this called We've Been Played, Exposing the Tyranny of Tyranny. And I'm with you. Give me a little humility out of this. Show me that you realize that we overstated that. Because where I come from, when somebody lies like this, when they shove this data, matter of fact, pointing their finger in your chest that this is right, this stops with you if you take the vaccine, I'm not going to trust you to say anything ever again. How can we believe these people ever again? Unless we have at least some recognition that it was a lie.
Amen. And we know a couple of things. When a rubber band is stretched beyond its normal elasticity, it can't go back to normal. And that's what we're worried about here with government. Government stretched. Government used this pandemic to do things that had never been done before. Government created snitch lines so that people could call in and complain about their neighbor. Government threw 20 years of data out, 20 years of good research out, so that they could throw mud on the wall in the moment and give us edicts. Government used executive powers to change so many aspects of our everyday lives, change some of the aspects even as to how our elections took place. This happened, and we have got to know did people knowingly and willingly lie so that they could accomplish that which without the panic and the fear they could not have accomplished? This is why we're not going to trust them again. And the only way we can rebuild and restore the trust is people have to come forward. I've come forward and said, hey, listen, I initially thought the virus probably came from a natural reassortment of RNA in a variety of animal species. And it was really a year and a half into the pandemic where it became clear to me that some of the people in the know who should know the most were starting to recant and say, hey, this virus might have actually come from a lab leak. And when you've got the former CDC director, Robert Redfield, coming out 3 months after he's no longer as the head of the CDC, coming out saying, no, I'm not certain that this virus didn't come from a lab leak. That made me pause and rethink it. And subsequently, we saw the FBI, the Department of Energy, and we saw numerous federal agencies come forward and say, hey, this probably did come from a lab leak.
Hold that thought on the lab. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break with Dr. Scott Jensen on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What to do for lunch today? Not what you did yesterday or the day before. Not the same old, same old. Break the mold and head on over for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience at a PetroServe USA near you. bacon cheeseburger mac on 45th Street today. Glendon has scallop potatoes with ham. Tater tot hot dish on MP Avenue. Ham and cheese sliders, 12th Avenue and I-29. Cheesy tuna hot dish or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Harwood has sloppy joes. Valley City fish or taco mac hot dish in Valley City. PetroServe USA locations. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits. James in Cavalier has a comment for us and more of our conversation with Dr. Scott Jensen here on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, James.
Say, if Joe Biden can run a campaign from a basement, Trump won't have no trouble running this campaign with the courts on the field.
You're not worried about that, huh?
No, not one bit. It's just going to draw more attention to him all the time because he's going to be in the this court stuff, draw more attention to the regime pressing down on him, and I believe this will, in the end, this will just gain more, you start to pull for the underdog after a while, you know what I mean?
Well, he said he was one indictment away from locking things up for the Republican nomination. Maybe that'll come true. Thanks, James. Appreciate the call and commentary there on something we talked about earlier with news out of the courtroom today that the judge is saying she's not inclined to take into consideration the fact that with the schedule, because the trial started slated for January now, this federal trial on the free speech of Donald Trump related to January 6th, she's not inclined to take into consideration that he's a presidential candidate. So that's what James is talking about, in case you missed that from a little earlier. Chatting with our friend Dr. Scott Jensen here, who is the author of a new book we've been played, Exposing the Triad of Tyranny. You were talking about the lab theories before the break. Go ahead and pick up there, Dr. Jensen.
Well, I was commenting on that in part because initially I thought that this most likely did represent a spontaneous reassortment of RNA in nature, which has happened before with viruses. It's happened with RNA viruses. But I think I was wrong. And I came out and I said it. I think I was wrong. And I think that's what America expects from people that are in a place where they have the ability to speak to some of these issues. And while I'm not a virologist, I'm a in-the-trenches family doctor who sees viral illnesses all the time. I've seen epidemics and outbreaks come and go in the past. I've addressed previous coronavirus issues as with SARS in 2003. And I just came out and said, hey, I think I was wrong. But I don't think I was wrong on the fact that masks do not 100% protect you from getting the disease, that the vaccines were oversold, and that there are concerns about myocarditis in young people. And I don't think I was wrong about the fact that so many of the public policy decisions that we were being told would take care of the problem, that wasn't the case. We had 20 good years of research from 2002 to 2020, and that literature that told us various things in terms of how we should react to future pandemics was absolutely thrown out the window and replaced with mud on the wall to see what would stick in order to support a conventional narrative and to allow no other narrative to be entertained. And now we're starting to see that these people are getting their comeuppance. They were not right. And instead of saying, you know what? I overspoke it. I oversold it. I said that if you did this with the vaccine, you'd get this, this, and this. And you know what? You're not getting it. But they're not saying that. Now they're saying, oh, we never said that. Pfizer's saying, we never told anybody they had to take a vaccine. Well, if you can't keep your job, if you can't pay for your house mortgage, if you can't take care of your family unless you get a vaccine, then I'm sorry. That is being forced to take a vaccine. And now we're hearing people saying, oh, I don't want to take any blame for that. Don't blame me. This is obnoxious, and it's nauseating American society collectively.
Yeah. How do we prevent something like this from ever happening again?
It's got to be about accountability. It has to be about accountability. We've got to say no more. You don't get to do this kind of thing. So we need to do at least a deep enough level of accountability to determine whether or not someone had a conflict of interest, a nefarious agenda. If someone simply misspoke because they thought in their heart of hearts that this was the case, then they've got to be forgiven. I mean, we do that in medicine all the time. Remember how long we told people don't eat eggs, And then we said, oh, you can eat eggs. We told you to take an aspirin a day to keep the doctor away. And then we told you to quit taking aspirin. I mean, we say things that aren't true. And if they are proven to not be true, then you can call it misinformation if you want. But you cannot call that disinformation, because disinformation is the deliberate dissemination of information that you know to not be valid, or to, you know, represents at most a half-truth and very likely a falsehood. Disinformation is a world apart from misinformation. And if people are guilty of misinformation, I get it. It would be nice if they'd come forward and say, hey, mea culpa, I'm sorry. I thought this was the case, and it's not. That's cool. But we need to find out, was there a disinformation initiative? Was there an effort to, through fear and a pandemic of fear, change America in a way that we could never go back? Because if that's the case, those people are traitors.
Texter says, remind me again why the good doctor wasn't elected as governor.
Zach.
Yeah. Are you going to take another run at that, Scott?
My wife and I are very faith-based, and we ran in 2022 because we felt called to do it. We would do the same process in 2025 and 26 if we felt that we would be the best candidate to bring forward common sense, conservative convictions, whereby we work with both sides of the aisle to find common ground and get thoughtful, basic tenets of American history elevated once again. This effort to excise God from our lives is a horrendous thing that's going on. And I think it is going on out there. I was in the legislature, and there were legislators who wanted to have literally any word God on a public building sandblasted off of it. We've gone in a dark place, and we need to recognize that. So as to what the future holds, I'm grateful for every day I live, and I'm grateful for grandkids and family and friends. I'm grateful that there's so many good Minnesotans out there. But in terms of the future, I just keep watching, learning, praying, and whatever God's calling is, that's what I want to do.
How do we get a hold of your book?
People can go to drscottjensenbook.com. It's drscottjensenbook.com. It's available for $20. And what I'm saying is that we had a remarkable thing happen during the pandemic. We saw big government collude with big tech and big pharma. And we saw a controlling of our lives like never before. We saw voices that were thoughtful, reasonable, and intelligent. Voices from places like Yale and Stanford and Harvard and Baylor and across the globe. And we saw those voices censored, squashed, and we should never have to go through it again. And I'm telling you about it in the book. We've been played.
We've been played, exposing the triad of tyranny. Dr. Jensen, always a pleasure. Thanks for the time today. All the best to you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Man on the street to talk to Gen Z girls. Do you want to have children in your future? Listen for the answers when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, promo code Scott, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. The death toll from wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui is now up to 55. The resort town of Lahaina has been wiped out by that brush fire that started on Tuesday. A hearing in Special Counsel Jack Smith's election interference case against former President Donald Trump is set for today, likely to determine what rules should be imposed for the handling of evidence. President Biden calling on Congress for $24 billion for Ukraine. Republicans are hesitant about putting more money until they see where the other $45 billion already went. Russia has launched its first lunar mission since 1976. If the mission is successful, Russia will become the first nation to land a spacecraft on the lunar South Pole, where it will test the soil for the presence of frozen water. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Let me tell you a little bit about MyPillow.com. It's the place for a great night's sleep. I like your Carmen, by the way.
Thank 74 today.
He's 74, huh?
74 today, yeah.
There you go. Unbelievable. Been around a while.
Memories of Johnny Castle and Baby. Nobody puts Baby in a corner.
Mike Lindell and the 1,500 employees of MyPillow have some great deals for you at MyPillow.com. We have something called the Radio Listener Square because so many of MyPillow products are sold from the radio. From me talking about bed sheets that are as low as $25 or the limited edition 20th anniversary MyPillow for $19.98, king size for $29.98, MyPillow 2.0. The Giza Dream Sheets, the My Mattress Topper 2.0. We're talking bedding, mattresses, toppers, slippers, footwear, clothing, towels, the pet blankets, the pet beds, accessory pillows, you name it. Mike Lindell's book, which is life-changing. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. And remember to sign up at LindellEvent.com for that election summit next week, 2 days, free access to the event, yours if you go to LindellEvent.com, and when you put in your email and the promo code Scott, you get a $20 free gift. $20 free gift! Who can beat that?
Nothing wrong with that.
Should we send our man on the street out there to find out what Gen Z girls have planned for their future?
Oh, this ought to be rich. Yes.
I pray that these girls see children in their future. You know, a husband and children and family.
Yes,
and
yes.
Right? That's what we want from Gen Z girls, 20-somethings. Here we go.
I feel like life is, like, boring without having kids. Like, what do you do? I mean, I guess you just, like, have sex the rest of your life. Like, I would have kids.
I don't want to have child because it's not good for planet. Because I don't want to be bothered by something that pee and poop everywhere. And because I don't have time for that, I just want to care of myself.
Just want to take care of myself.
Want to have kids?
No.
I don't want no more kids.
I don't want kids.
Personally, no.
Wait, so you guys are all anti-kids in this whole thing?
We are from France.
Why do you think some people don't want to have kids?
Because they're annoying.
Climate change.
Yeah.
It's like really hard on women's bodies to have kids.
Like stretch marks.
Stretch marks in the oceans rising.
Yeah, climate change is stretch marks. Probably why women wouldn't have kids.
I feel like a lot of people just, like, assume women should be doing and, like, I'm not putting my body through all of that.
But you guys think you're ultimately going to have kids between the both of you?
Societal pressures would lead towards yes.
Do you want to have kids?
Eventually, yeah.
One day, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love to have kids.
Yeah, I want to have kids.
You want to have kids?
Yes, I do.
Why?
I'm from the South, and that's what you're supposed to do.
What better gift to offer the world than half of me?
I think life happens, and it's you might be missing out on a certain form of love that you can never experience unless you have them.
I mean, I just want to be a mom. Because I feel like that's what women are made for.
Made for having kids? So why do you want to have kids?
I really like babies.
Really?
I love them. They're so cute. You just want to, like, squish them.
How many kids would you have if you could throw it out there? Are we going for one or are we going for 10?
Three.
Oh, twins.
Making, like, 40.
40 children?
Yeah, might as well, right?
Oh, my God, right?
Wow. That's what I'm saying. I feel so bad for you brothers, man. That's what I'm saying. I see this. That's what I'm saying.
The internet. Dude.
But what I'm going to tell you, young brothers, because I've seen deterioration of women. I've been in D.C. for over 20 years. You got to understand, when you leave this country, it is entirely different. Because when you get outside of this country, you don't have that type of maintain your manhood. Don't put up with like this. Do not settle.
Do not settle, Arian. That's pretty good advice at the end there, Gen Z.
Yeah.
I think it was about half and half. That isn't too bad.
No. You know, but again, drunk 20-somethings, ask them if they want kids. You know, I don't know if that's the best place.
You're not thinking this
coming out of the bars in Nashville, you know, but hey.
The most scientific survey ever?
Yeah.
Maybe not?
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Some 20-somethings at some church on Sunday. Ask them. Guaranteed.
How about the answer of it's not good for the planets?
Oh, come on, yeah. There's a lot of selfish talk in there, too. I mean, having children is a very selfless, you know, you have to give up yourself for your children. And that's, those girls will grow into it. They will. They'll get into life a little bit and realize how amazing and the wonderful kids are and what a gift they are, and they'll see it, hopefully.
We have a very smart Gen Zer with us on the program right now, North Dakota State Rep. Claire Corey, who's on the Interim Higher Education Committee. Going to talk a little bit about Minnesota's North Star Plan, which is free college for Minnesotans. And North Dakota college presidents are saying, wow, how are we going to answer this? So we're going to talk about that today. You're a Gen Zer, right, Claire?
Yeah, I am.
What do you think of the Gen Z group as a whole these days?
I think it's going to be very positive. You're seeing a lot of Gen Z that are really involved in politics and really care about their future, and I think it's going to be really positive.
I've heard that from a lot of people, that there is a almost rebellious-like attitude of Gen Zers towards sort of the millennial, you know, phase, that there's a different turn here, so... I'm hopeful. I'll remain hopeful always. Anyway, we didn't come to talk about Gen Zers with you. We talked about your work on the Higher Education Committee. First of all, tell our listeners what the Minnesota North Star Plan is. What are they doing?
So the Minnesota Northern Star Promise is giving tuition for if the family makes $80,000 or less. And so it's just helping Minnesota students with... to be able to afford college.
So, if I'm in a family, is it combined household income of $80,000 or less? Is that what it is?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. And then my tuition is free. Do I pick my college? I mean, how do you decide wherever you want to go, you can go for free? Is that the plan?
From my understanding, yes.
All right, and we also know... Yeah, in Minnesota. This is the Minnesota plan. We also know that there are a lot of Minnesota students that go to North Dakota colleges and universities, right?
Yep, and that was one of the, especially at UND and NDSU, and so that was one of the threats that the presidents from each of those colleges were worried about. You know, if those students are going to say, well, if I get free tuition in my home state, why am I going to go to North Dakota?
So what have you heard from the university presidents about this in North Dakota?
Well, I think they're really worried because, I mean, that's, you know, they operate like a business and their students are how they, you know, get income. And so if they lose, you know, 40-50% of their students, that's not going to be good. And so I think they just want to look at it and see what the options are. And, you know, ND, North Dakota University System, is providing the committee with data and numbers and what that hardcore data will look like and how it will affect each of the campuses. And so that's something that the committee is looking into as well.
So through this process that you've been part of and the data you've heard about so far, you know what Minnesota's doing, you know what the concerns are in North Dakota. Where are you at on this? Do we need to match this or do something comparable?
Well, I think we need to be careful about following Minnesota first and foremost, because I don't think that they necessarily do everything right. But, you know, something that North Dakota is doing, especially since I graduated high school and college, is they're really focusing on the CTEs and, like, the trades. And so, like, Grand Forks is getting a new CTE facility, and that's going to be huge, I think, especially for North Dakota, because we can really compete that way and say, hey, you don't have to go to a four-year university. You can go into the trades, or you can go into things like that. And so I think that's going to be really huge for as far as competing with what Minnesota's doing.
Yeah, although a university president of a North Dakota college is not going to see that as productive because he's not educating that student anymore. I hear you. I think that's. I think North Dakota's doing some great things on workforce technology and these training centers they're doing, and you know, the CTE programs. It's smart because we need the workforce, and there is another path besides college. But if I'm a college president of a border, take NDSU and UND. They're on a border. They've got a large percentage of their students coming from Minnesota, and Minnesota says, "Hey, free college if you come here." I'm thinking, ouch. This is going to be a huge drain on the enrollment in North Dakota. So we have to do something, don't we?
Yeah, it's just going to be a matter of what do we do. And I think that the free tuition is, and actually Senator Mathern proposed a plan to the committee. And, you know, of course, I think there'll be a lot of plans proposed. But it'll be interesting to see, because this was our first meeting and we were out west. And so, of course, out west, we went to BSC and Dickinson State, and they are focusing on CTE. And BSC has a CTE facility in their college, and they share that with Bismarck High School. And so we'll see. So we saw what the west thought. Now, as we get through the interim, we'll see what you know, we'll visit UND and NDSU, and we'll have to kind of see what their needs are. So I think that's kind of early to say.
And what you're doing is putting together concepts, ideas, and then ultimately that's brought to the full legislature in the next session then?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yep, we're taking the interim, studying, listening. We visit all of the 11 colleges in North Dakota.
Great. That's super. Claire, thanks for the run-through on this. We're going to continue to watch this. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
State Representative of North Dakota, Claire Corey, on the Interim Higher Education Committee. That's one to watch, folks, for sure. Let's get a call in here. David, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Morning. Yeah, just to chime in with what she was talking about, a lot of people don't realize it, but ever since the end of World War II, America's value... you know, it used to be based upon the amount of gold that we had in Fort Knox, but it got changed to our education system. So the better our education system, the more collateral we get. And that's part of the International Monetary Fund, that they knew that there was never enough tons of gold to deal with all of the projects that humans could come up with. And so in order to expand the economy, adding education, if you added all the roads and bridges and everything that was ever built, plus education, that means that the collateral improves the more you build on your education.
Give me a report card for America's education system. Give me a grade.
Oh, right now? People
yeah.
are throwing it away. I mean, burning books in
Thanks, Dave.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, no-ride services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Before the 11 o'clock hour, final segment of What's on Your Mind Friday. Wow! This went fast. We'll get to do it all over again on Monday, though. Hope you got great weekend plans. Our last guest is our friend John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. We were just chatting with a member of the Interim Higher Education Committee in North Dakota, now having to wrestle with the fact that there are a large percentage of Minnesota kids that go to North Dakota colleges, and Minnesota's giving away college It's free, too, John. It's free. It costs nothing, right? It's the zero cost to this.
It's free.
Scott, it's amazing how much stuff has become free in Minnesota. And, you know, one of the things about this law that they just passed in our 2023 legislative session is that it's not only free to Minnesota families and Minnesota taxpayers, it is free for illegal immigrants. Along with health care, too. So if you just crossed the Rio Grande last week and you're looking for a place to take the bus to, in Minnesota, you can get off the bus and free health care and free college.
Oh, my stitches. Is that
sustainable? I mean,
there's nothing about what our state government has been doing in recent years, but particularly in this last legislative session. And Scott, you know all about the off the cliff tour that we are going to wrap up here in a week or so with our 25th program. We put on programs all across the state of Minnesota about what the legislature did in this last session. And what one of the things we find, Scott, is a lot of people really don't understand how catastrophic this legislative session was, because the news coverage of it was very discreet, you know, let's say. You know, they didn't emphasize, the out-of-control spending, the higher taxes, the things like free college for illegal immigrants and so on. But no, of course it's not sustainable. We've been covering this since 2016. That is the outflow of residents from Minnesota to other states, including North Dakota, by the way. And what we see is that Minnesota attracts residents from other states only in one income category, that is zero to $25,000. We break even $25,000 to $50,000. And Minnesota has been for years now losing residents in every income category over $50,000. So, you know, you keep spending more money and you keep destroying your tax base. No, it is not sustainable.
How has off the cliff helped people understand? I mean, there was just a torrent. It was like drinking from a fire hose trying to follow what was going on in the legislative session. Just boom, 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 one thing after the other. And I dare say that the vast majority of Minnesotans had no idea what was going on. You know, a few debates pop up here and there, like, paid time off, paid leave, and whatnot. But for the most part, it was just one crazy thing after another. The Off the Cliff Tour was designed to help people understand what their legislature just did. What's been the reaction to it, John?
Well, I think the reaction has been shock and dismay. And well, let me just add an optimistic note here, Scott, because we hire a top-notch professional pollster to poll Minnesotans. We get 500 registered voters and so forth, you know, the typical poll setup. And right at the end of the legislative session, we did some polling. And one of the questions we asked was, you know, we asked, how closely have you been following the session? And on balance, what do you think of what the legislature did this year? And what we find, 37% of Minnesotans approve. 59% of Minnesotans say they disapprove of what the legislature did this year. So enough information got through that most Minnesotans have figured out, no, that is not what I want. Higher taxes and more spending, not what I wanted. So, yeah, when you attend one of our off-the-cliff events and you really hear chapter and verse, you know, about a lot of things, some of which the newspapers were not anxious to really publicize, I think it's fair to say that, you know, shock and dismay are common reactions.
And will that translate to throw the bums out?
Well, let's see, Scott. Let's see. You know, one of the things we've been seeing in our polling for some years now, Minnesotans are not a bunch of crazy left-wingers if you're talking about the issues. You know, there's way more Minnesotans who say they're conservative than who say they're liberal. And when you ask about an issue, you know, the conservative side almost always comes out ahead. So it's been a mystery for a while as to, you know, there's a slice of the Minnesota electorate that has been voting for candidates they don't really agree with. And I guess, you know, we'll find out, you know, whether people have kind of, you know, have finally come to understand, you know, what some of these politicians are doing.
Half a minute left. Anything else you want to tell us before we hit the weekend?
The state of North Dakota hired our energy team to file a critically important public
comment on the proposed EPA regulations on CO2 emissions that would essentially shut down natural gas and coal-fired power plants. It is a huge battle shaping up, and American Experiment is right in the middle of it on behalf of the American people.
Well, that's fantastic. How do they make those public comments?
Well, it's like a 30-page paper with charts, graphs, statistics, data, and you file it with the EPA in Washington. The public comment period ended, I think, on Wednesday, and now we'll see how it shakes out.
Do they make a difference?
It makes a huge difference. One of the things that's likely to happen is litigation. There's going to be an effort to stay enforcement of this rule, likely to go to the United States Supreme Court.
We've won on a few of those, too, haven't we? I mean, there's a number of examples where that's worked these last resort, but you do it. John, thanks. Appreciate you. AmericanExperimentND.org. God bless, folks.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Did you know there's another way to manage your farm's risk and protect your equity with Margin Protection? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with IRE Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Join us at IRE Insurance for our upcoming Margin Protection meetings, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. in Devil's Lake at 4 p.m. in Hope, and August 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. For more information, visit our website at IREINS.com. IRE Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendo-Bite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendo-Bite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendo-Bite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.